All right. Hey, guys. I would like to read you guys a poem. This is by my uncle. And it's called my uncle, AJ Lyon. And your comrade uncle and mine. This is A Caged Child's Cry by my uncle, Dr. AJ Lyon. A Caged Child's Cry. Her agonized and lost cry alights my soul as a wasp whose sting comes without fail. Indifferent, a nation of indifference, we've become, watching children die with the same eye, nonchalance, with which we delete ads from our cell phones. The crenation of our souls, hearts, happens in real time. Who will speak for us when our time comes? 2019 to 2024 in room 720. Here's another poem, again, by comrade uncle Joe. Where? Again and again, the demand, plaintive, insistent. Where is the Palestinian Mandela? Where is the Palestinian Gandhi? I've searched and searched, and now, having found them, I'll tell you. She was assassinated in the 1970s by your death squads. He was murdered in Sabra and Shatila, while you watched, standing above the carnage. She rots in an Israeli prison, no charges filed. He is buried under the rubble of an apartment in Gaza City. She was shot and killed by settlers in the Huwara pogrom. He was beaten and jailed by the Israeli police, administrative detention. Her car was wired with explosives by Israeli security, extremists and all, in Nablus. Her legs were blown off. He was with friends for the Great March of Return. Your snipers killed him. All gone. The best of us. The best of you. You thought a religious group would be easier to control? Eliminate the secular resistance? Well, you wanted Hamas. You got Hamas. And all that is seen with religious nationalisms. We must free our Palestinian Gandhi. We must find our Israeli Mandela. November 2023, March 2024. Thank you for listening. Those were poems by Comrade Uncle, Dr. Abraham Joseph Lyon. okay. I have another poem for you. This was written by Refat Alarir. That's R-E-F-A-A-T. A-L-A-R-E-E-R. He was killed in an Israeli airstrike on December 6th, along with his brother's son, his sister, and her three children. This is a poet. You know, this is not a fighter. He was not a, you know, member of the military. He was not because one can fight with a pen too. As they show us, he'd been being hounded, and he had gotten all these death threats from the Israeli military, and they had struck one house, and then, you know, he had gone to a different house, they struck that one, and, you know, they had been chasing him around, you know, trying to kill him, and they got him eventually. The last poem that he wrote before he died is as follows. It's called If I Must Die. If I must die, you must live. To tell my story, to sell my things, to buy a piece of cloth and some strings, make it white with a long tail, so that a child somewhere in Gaza, while looking heaven in the eye, awaiting his dad who left in a blaze, and bid no one farewell, not even to his flesh, not even to himself. Sees the kite, my kite you made, flying up above, and thinks for a moment an angel is there, bringing back love. If I must die, let it bring hope. Let it be a tale. And that was If I Must Die by Refat Alarir. Thanks for listening, guys. I hope you enjoyed those. I don't know if that's something people are into. Let us know. I'd be happy to read some more poetry. I like reading stuff to you guys, and I like poetry. So maybe you guys can get into that. I don't know. Maybe something you like. Let me know.